This is the last major step. It's the last major town. About 200,000 was its original population. A number of the civilians have, of course, moved out of the town over the past few days because they've come under fairly intensive shelling. That seems to have eased off a little bit. There has been continual shelling overnight whilst we've been here, but it's not intensive by any means, and it seems to be all in the eastern side of the town, which is the gateway to Tripoli. Now, according to the rebels and according to the rebel commander for the western region, who we managed to link up with last night, Colonel Juma Ibrahim, he believes they're making significant progress, and he expects to take and move into Tripoli by the end of Ramadan and the beginning of Eid, he said, which is only about 2 weeks. There's a real sense of buoyancy and confidence amongst the rebel fighters. There is still fighting, though. According to them, they have taken control of that oil refinery, and they're just clearing a few remaining snipers from inside the building. But according to them, overnight, they took control of the oil refinery. Whether they can hold on to it, of course, is a different thing. There is still fighting in other areas, like Badr, which is another town en route to Tripoli. And, of course, beyond Zawiya, there's another probably about half a dozen villages which they have to go through before they get to Tripoli. But we're only talking about a very short distance of about 30 miles or so. So very much the rebels fighters believing they're making quite a lot of progress, and certainly Tripoli is within their grasp.